This is Profit Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, brought to you by the Iowa Soybean Association. They're driven to deliver opportunities and results for their nearly 37,000 soybean farmers in Iowa. Visit iasoybeans.com to learn more. I'm Dustin Huffman. Well, corn rootworm is the billion-dollar pest for a reason. That's about the value of bushels lost each year because of it. The populations are on the rise as well as the battle grows even tougher. Well, we have many tools available for use in our fight, but the key is to start the fight early and have it be well-timed. We'll talk with an agronomist from AgriGold right after this.
If you thought soybeans were only used for tofu, think again. From tires and adhesives to next-generation asphalt, soy is used to create over 1,000 industrial products and counting. Thanks to your soy checkoff investment, the sky's the limit for Iowa soybean farmers. Oh, and speaking of skies, did I mention soy is also used in sustainable aviation fuel? The Iowa Soybean Association, powered by the Soy Checkoff, is driven to deliver for Iowa's 40,000 soybean farmers. Learn more at iasoybeans.com.
AgriGold is working to bring a vast array of tools to farmers to fight corn rootworm and also give them the information and advice they need to be effective against the billion-dollar pest. Ron Rowling is an AgriGold agronomist in eastern Iowa, where we're definitely no strangers to battling rootworms. He talks about the situation we're seeing here in the end of 2024.
Yeah, I do believe it's possible to maybe control rootworm better. Our populations do tend to increase over the past few years, but with different management practices and rotating traits, we found that we can actually do a really good job of controlling rootworm in our fields.
Rowling says the fight starts with choosing the right hybrids to give your defense a solid foundation to start with.
Yeah, so I believe the best approach is we still have to select hybrids that have strong roots. The analogy I give is you can't have a poor-rooted plant and put a trait on it and expect to have better roots. You're just protecting poor roots. So ideally, we like to select hybrids that we know are strong-rooted, put a good trait on them, and then use the management practices that are going to align with that hybrid and work best in your field.
And of course, like with anything in farming, timing is everything. Rowling says it's easy to want to be proactive, and in many cases, that's a good option. But when you're talking about timing with corn rootworm, sometimes you have to play it by their schedule to give the most effective attack.
Yeah, so remember when most growers are doing their fungicide, a lot of them like to get started either right at VT tasseling or shortly thereafter. And at that point, when beetles emerge, the males are going to be emerging first. Females generally do take 2 to 3 weeks later. So if we do it too early, it's kind of like the analogy of deer hunting and we're just shooting the bucks, which isn't going to help control your population. So ideally, we would like either to A, maybe time our fungicide application a little bit later where the females will be emerged, or just understand that you may need a second application of insecticide to control the females later in the year.
As with anything in agriculture, keeping a close eye and watching what's going on in your field is going to help you plan your attack. Monitoring is key to winning that battle against rootworms because there is no one-size-fits-all approach to dealing with your fields and the rootworm populations. Each field is different and every population of rootworm is going to react differently to different weapons.
Yeah, so any long-term corn-on-corn fields will certainly have more pressure naturally. But this year in particular, if there's any later planted fields or maybe some replanted fields, just remember that those fields will probably have the last green plants. In other words, the last viable food for the pests. So that's where they'll be attracted to at the end of the year, which then they will be laying their eggs and you'll have more larvae pressure next year.
For more information on what AgriGold can bring for your fight against the corn rootworm, or to find out how to implement a systems-based approach to getting rid of them, reach out to your local AgriGold agronomist. For Profit Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, I'm Dustin Huffman. Have yourself a great day.